Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Bucket List Day. It's also Stop Food Waste Day. It's National Administrative Professionals Day, so your admins and your... They used to call them secretaries back in the day. You can thank them for doing a great job, if they are. It's also National Pigs in a Blanket Day. You know, I'm a fan of a pigs in a blanket. I'm not a big fan of weenies. And, I know that somebody's going to clip that or whatever, but I'm not a big fan of weenies. Sausages, any of that forced meat that gets pushed into a casing. Like, I'm not a huge fan of it. Now, I do like, outside of a casing, I like, what is the Mexican, the one that, what is it called? They use it in a lot of Mexican food, and it's really good. It's really flavorful, and I cannot think of what it is at the moment. It is totally escaping me. Sausage. Mexican sausage. It's red, or it's usually pretty red in color. what is it called? It's going to drive me crazy. What is the name of... I'm just going to ask ChatGPT. What is the name? Mexican sausage. And it says chorizo. Yes, chorizo. That's what it is. I like chorizo, but again, I don't really like it in the casing. I like it crumbled and mixed with things. You know, that is what I like. But yeah, I do like pigs in a blanket though, for whatever reason. Mark bought, oh my gosh. Back when I was growing up, my grandma, my dad's mom, used to eat things that I thought were questionable. And she used to serve things that I don't know if it's Depression era food or something like that. But one of the things that she would often have is brains. She would have canned pig brains. And I think it was pig. But anyway, she would have canned brains and she would mix them a lot of times with scrambled eggs. And she would say, Adam, you want any brains and eggs, honey? And I would say no. But I did have them once, and actually, brains are just kind of salty. I'm sure I've mentioned this on a podcast before, but it's just kind of, I would not eat it. That is not something that I would buy at the grocery store. I don't even know if they still sell. They must. But you know what? Let's look. I'm going to look and see if they have pig brains. I'm just going to look. Pig brains. I'm searching. Yes, they do. Pork brains with milk gravy. They're kind of expensive, though. I'm looking on Walmart.com because I'm like, that's a grocery store. And I'm pretty sure she used to buy them at grocery stores. They're charging $40 for a pack of two, and they're 5 ounces. I mean, surely there's a cheaper way to buy these. But yeah, they still do sell them. I mean, maybe because I don't know, not many people maybe eat pig brains anymore. So maybe the canned variety is not as popular. So maybe it really is that expensive now. I don't know. Something is making a noise, and I don't know if you guys heard it, but something on my computer is making a noise, and maybe you won't hear it because maybe it's on a track that I'm going to cut out, but it's driving me crazy, but I'm not going to start over, and I can't investigate. So pig brains. Anyway, regardless, the other thing that she used to serve that was in a can also is she called it Vienna sausages. She'd say, do you want some Vienna sausages, honey? Again, because she would say honey. Mark bought some of those. He called them Vienna sausages, but which is probably correct. But that's another thing where I did not. Yeah, they sell those. You can get a can of Vienna sausages and chicken broth for 98 cents. So, but I don't know. I did. I we didn't. I didn't eat those growing other than my grandma's house. Like I didn't eat them, but I. And Mark bought them for while I was gone in Florida as one of his options. He bought spam and Vienna sausages. I'm like, okay. Okay, well, that's not something that I'm going to be eating. Any of that, where they've ground a bunch of questionable things into a sausage. And, but I'm not a big fan of hot dogs either. I will eat them. Unlike seafood, it's not that I eat them and I hate it. I just don't like the thought of sausages, I think. I don't know why. And maybe there's a little bit of a texture thing. I don't really like the casing. But seafood like tastes bad to me. Seafood tastes bad. I don't enjoy the flavor of seafood. Sausages, some of the flavor is okay, but for whatever reason, I just. But now in a pigs in a blanket, I would probably eat a Vienna sausage. And like I said, pig brains, it's all about the thought of what it is, of what you're eating. And if I was in a Michelin star restaurant and they were like, tonight we're having, I think there's a fancy word that they use for brains. When you go to like a Michelin star restaurant or something like that, is there a fancier word that's used for brains at a fine dining restaurant? Let's see. Oh no, it's not cervelle. When it might be referred to as cervelle when it's the brain of an animal such as a lamb or a calf. The French term leads or lends a more sophisticated and palatable touch to the menu. Cervelle, survey. I'm not really sure. Cervelle. But anyway, if I was at a fancy like two or three Michelin star place, I would probably eat it. Oh, sweetbreads. Is sweetbreads not brain? I think sweetbreads is brain. Is sweetbreads brain? Oh no, they're not. They are not brain. They are the pancreas or thymus of the animal. Okay, well, there you go. Weird parts that people eat. I don't know. Mark bought some. There you go. So yeah, we had finished talking about the weekend. Sunday, I mowed. It wasn't too difficult. I've been putting off getting a lawn company. I'm debating whether I should just decide that I'm gonna mow this year. Mark said that I need to definitely get a company because he said when it gets hot outside, he said you were very tired after mowing. You would get dehydrated, you would be in a bad mood, you would have to lay down. He's like, even if you want to do it, it's probably better for your health if you just get someone else to do it. But you know what? It's exercise. So the only thing is the heat. I mean, the heat is a problem. I'm not getting any younger. And the heat is a problem because it is so hot and you can't mow at 8 in the morning. Like you just can't because the grass is wet. And then you're mowing through this wet grass and the mower doesn't chop all of it. So you have grass that kind of lays down and then pops back up when it dries out. And so you have all these, plus you get wet grass all over your shoes and everything. It's not good. So you need to wait for the grass to dry. But then by the time the grass has dried, all the dew has dried from the grass, it's already hot outside. And then in the evening, the sun's going down, so you can't wait too long because I don't know. It's just that's a problem. Right now, the temperature is still in the 60s and 70s, so it wasn't too hot. I was able to do it, and it was fine. So anyway, I did that, and we're kind of in between TV shows at the moment. So I mean, we're watching TV, but Mark's not. We did this. We're watching Palm Royale on Apple Plus, but he's not enjoying it. It's got a lot of really big name. It's got Allison Janney. It's got Kirsten Wiig or Kristen Wiig. I don't know. And a bunch of other people. Laura Dern, who was in the original Jurassic Park. She's in there, and her dad in this show is her dad in real life, which I didn't know. I did not know. Bruce Dern? Bruce Dern. He's in it, and I didn't know that was really her father, but it is, and they're both in it. He plays her father in Palmer. It's all right. You know, I mean, it's set in the, I don't know, maybe 50s or 60s. I'm not really sure. And maybe 70s. Again, I'm not really sure. It's back in the day. They wear a lot of, it's in Palm Springs, and it's about these socialite people in Palm Springs, and this wife that doesn't come from money, but she married into money, and trying to be accepted into this society, basically. Also, someone who's in it, who I'm surprised is still alive, Carol Burnett is in this. But you know, it's funny because the part that they gave her, she plays this old, decrepit aunt of this married couple, and she's in bed like the entire season. She's in bed. She had a stroke or something, so she can't talk. Perfect for a 90-year-old to play, because, I mean, she's basically just laying in bed all the time. So it's a perfect role for a 90-year-old. I don't even know how spry she is in real life. You know, I haven't seen her recently, so I don't really know, but I don't know. And they're using that Vaseline lens stuff for all the characters because they're trying to make them all look younger. So it kind of looks blurry in a lot of scenes. And they're doing that for Carol Burnett as well. I don't know what she looks like for real, but they are using some smoothing effects. Let me tell you that. So anyway, so Sunday was, and then I talked to you guys on Monday about how horrible my day was. Today was better. It's still very busy, but today was better. I just had to get past yesterday, I think. And still stressful, still hate my job, but you know what? It is what it is. And I think I'm coming down with something. My voice is hoarse and I'm coughing a little bit, and Mark was sick. So I may be coming down with whatever he had. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.